USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The Republican presidential field expands by at least one today when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially enters the race. In New York City, a mixed reaction.
I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't like him when he was governor in New Jersey either. He flip-flops on everything.
I think that's a good thing. I just feel it's a good thing to have more options for Republicans to choose from.
Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to join the GOP race. Yet another weird twist in the classified documents case surrounding former President Trump. CNN says a worker at Mar-a-Lago, draining the club's pool, flooded a room where surveillance system servers were located. It happened about 2 months after the FBI removed classified documents. The servers were not damaged. Prosecutors have not determined if the flooding was intentional or an accident. About 1,300 people from more than two dozen villages in southern Ukraine have been evacuated after an explosion breached a major dam, creating massive flooding.
The reservoir, roughly the same size as Utah's Great Salt Lake, is in effect the front line. Ukrainian civilians on the West Bank and Russian troops on the east. It's one of six dams on the Dnipro River and supplies vital drinking water, power, and cooling for the nearby Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
Correspondent Molly Hunter in Kyiv says Ukraine is accusing Russia of blowing up the dam, which officials say cannot be repaired. It may be the last one, but thousands of people in Paris are back on the streets protesting the move to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. The protest comes as the proposal is now law and has little chance of being repealed. A major breaking story in sports business. CNBC reports the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour will merge. The deal would end the bitter legal battle underway and bring the big-name golfers that LIV lured away back into the PGA fold. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A lawyer for the Dutch man suspected but never charged in the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway in Aruba is fighting his extradition to the USA from Peru. That's where Joran Vandersloot is serving a sentence in the death of another young woman. The attorney says Vandersloot is not accepting extradition to Alabama, where he's charged with fraud, lying about knowing the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's body from her disappearance in 2005. A judge in New York is demanding that Congressman George Santos reveal who put up his $500,000 bail as he faces a long list of charges.
Santos doesn't want to identify the three people who raised the $500,000 needed for his get-out-of-jail card. The New York Republican is charged with wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. Santos's lawyers filed a motion Monday night to keep the IDs of his benefactors sealed. Media outlets and the House Ethics Committee want those names. The congressman's legal team claims revealing that info would spur retaliation, possible job loss, and maybe even physical harm. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
As more Republicans join the race for president, a prominent voice in the African American community says he's running. Former Princeton University professor Cornel West wants to head the ticket of the People's Party on a platform of ending all wars and eliminating all student debt. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,